This is an ABC podcast.
Indian Americans are one of the fastest growing immigrant communities in the US, but a fracture has opened within the community over the role of Hindu faith and identity. Some Indian Americans are pushing back against Hindutva, which is a form of religious nationalism. It's increasingly present in Indian politics. But it's the campus of Rutgers University in New Jersey that's become a flashpoint. Richard Carmarker of the Religion News Service has been covering the story.
The Hindu population now in America stands at more than 3.5 million, which is about 1% of the U.S.'s entire population. And the majority of these Hindus are actually from India. They are still immigrants to India, first generation. And so we have first, second, and third generations now here. And the majority of Hindus are centered in states like California, Texas, New York, New Jersey. They have very high Hindu populations in these states.
Is there at times, though, some tension between elements of the Hindu community and the broader American Indian community?
Yeah, I would say the tensions, given that the majority of Hindus in America are still immigrants and they have a direct tie to India still, I think the majority of conflict comes in the support of the Indian government, primarily the Hindu nationalist BJP that's in power and the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. That, as well as caste, the discussions around caste and how prevalent caste discrimination is in the United States, those really divide Hindus and Indian Americans and, you know, conservative versus progressive Hindus. We're seeing a lot of divisions, especially, you know, among Hindus and the Sikh American community as well.
Why does the question of caste, and you've written about this extensively, persist, though, as an issue in the United States?
Since 1965, when Indians came to this country in large numbers, research says that the majority of them were kind of a more privileged background, and that means, you know, a higher caste, per se. That has come to the attention of the greater America now, where, as I said, we have multiple generations coming in. We have Indians of all types, you know, not necessarily high earning, high educated Indians. It's coming now to the forefront in discussions at college campuses, at workplaces, where Indians, inter-Indians, are having issues with caste bias. We've seen now in the past few years a number of workplaces and universities that have sought to address caste discrimination and really outlaw it in their existing discrimination policies, and basically just telling, you know, Indian American communities that are suffering from caste discrimination that they are heard and that, you know, they will be included in the list of discrimination policies.
The center of one of these recent disputes has been Rutgers University. You wrote a very interesting piece on the tension there. We'll put a link to it at our website. What happened there to make it a flashpoint for this debate about Hindutva, the nationalist ideology that some Hindus embrace?
So Rutgers is a state university in New Jersey. And as I said before, New Jersey is has one of the most densely populated South Asian communities. Rutgers also enrolls hundreds of Indian international students as well. Here at Rutgers, there was an academic panel called Hindutva in America. And this panel was based on a report of the same name that really was focused on the ways that Hindu nationalism shows up in America, namely through organizations, this report named the Hindu American Foundation, Coalition of Hindus of North America, which are two very large, very prominent Hindu organizations in the United States, as Hindutva-supporting far-right organizations. Of course, these organizations had something to say about this report and the panel as well, arguing that though it is an academic panel, it is ideologically biased, that it was painting, you know, all Hindus as Hindu nationalists or equating the religion with this political ideology. And they really made a stir about it. I think that this panel really just came at a time where Hindus in America are really discussing this idea of Hindu phobia and what that means. And so many of these Hindu advocates who may actually support Hindu nationalism, they would say that Hindu phobia in this case is targeting Hindus and saying that they are, you know, proxies for the Indian government, or that, you know, any Hindu worship is aligned with Hindutva.
And I think, Risha, we should point out, I mean, Hindutva is a very specific nationalist ideology. A lot of Indians do object to it because it seems to imply that unless you are Hindu, you're not fully Indian. Now, is that debate showing up? You've said it's showing up on campuses. Is it showing up in American politics?
Yeah, absolutely. I think India is a very important potential ally to the United States. Again, you mentioned how prominent Indians and Hindu Americans have become at the national level. This is especially important when we are talking about the relationship with India, especially when we talk about Indian immigration, which is a huge hot topic at this moment, where we are seeing very explicit anti-Indian rhetoric surrounding H-1B recipients. We are seeing just how important a positive relationship with India would be to Trump and to America. And so
let's just go across the Hudson River, though. On the other side of the river is New York City, which now has a mayor-elect, Zoram Mamdani. Mamdani has a very interesting background. He's of both Shia Muslim background, but I think his mother is of Hindu background as well. He comes from the diaspora community in Uganda. Mm-hmm. How did the Indian American community in New York, and particularly the Hindu community, react to Mamdani's candidacy in the first place, given that there are tensions in India itself between some Hindu and Muslim communities?
Yeah, exactly. His mother is Meera Nair, who's a very prominent Indian filmmaker. He has been very vocal about being raised by a Hindu mother and, you know, still following Islam. He holds Hindu traditions close to his heart. He has said he feels at home in temples, is what he said also. Hindus in New York are divided in the way that they see Mamdani. In particular, the immigrant communities that reside in Queens, New York, which is where the majority of Hindus live in New York, for the most part, have welcomed him, you know, with open arms. These are not even necessarily Indian Hindus by direct ancestry. These are Indo-Caribbean Hindus, Nepali Hindus, Bangladeshi Hindus. These are people who, you know, see themselves in him as an immigrant from Uganda, and they are very supportive of his run. At the same time, there are Hindus, you know, from the Indian community, also from the Bangladeshi community, who view him as someone who is Hindu-phobic, they would say, as he has spoken out against India and Prime Minister Modi quite a bit. He has talked about the pogrom in Gujarat, where his family originally comes from. He's talked about anti-Muslim rhetoric that has really proliferated under Modi. Mamdani has made it very clear that regardless of what he supports or who supports Modi, he is the mayor of New York, and, you know, he will serve all Hindu New Yorkers' interests, no matter what.
Richard Carmarker of the Religion News Service.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.